In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, let us pray together. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Our compassionate Lord has left us a memorial of his wonderful work. Alleluia. O God, whom I praise, do not be silent. For the mouths of deceit and wickedness are opened against me. They speak to me with lying tongues. They beset me with words of hate and attack me without cause. In return for my love, they accuse me while I pray for them. They repay me evil for good, hatred for love. Our compassionate Lord has left us a memorial of his wonderful work. Alleluia. Appoint a wicked man as his judge. Let an accuser stand at his right. When he is judged, let him come out condemned. Let his prayer be considered a sin. Let the days of his life be few. Let another man take his office. Let his children be fatherless orphans, and his wife become a widow. Let his children be wanderers and beggars, driven from the ruins of their home. Let the creditor seize all of his goods. Let strangers take the fruit of his work. Let no one tell him any mercy, nor pity his fatherless children. Let all his sons be destroyed, and with them their names be blotted out. Let his father's guilt be remembered, his mother's be retained. Let it always stand before the Lord, that their memory be cut off from the earth. For he did not think of showing mercy, but pursued the poor and needy, hounding the wretched to death. He loved cursing, let curses fall upon him. He scorned blessing, let blessing pass him by. He put on cursing like his coat, let it sink into his body like water, let it sink into oil, like oil into his bones. Let it be like the clothes that cover him, like a girdle he cannot take off. Let the Lord thus repay my accusers, all who speak evil against me. For your name's sake, act in my defense. In the goodness of your love, be my rescuer. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is pierced within me. I faded like an evening shadow. I'm shaken off like a locust. My knees are weak from fasting. My body is thin and gaunt. I have become an object of scorn. All who see me toss their heads. Help me, Lord my God. Save me because of your love. Let them know that this is your work, that this is your doing, O Lord. They may curse, but you will bless. Let my attackers be put to shame, but let your servant rejoice. Let my accusers be clothed with dishonor, covered with shame as with a cloak. Loud thanks to the Lord are on my lips. I will praise him in the midst of the throng, for he stands at the poor man's side to save him from those who condemn him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our compassionate Lord has left us a memorial of his wonderful work. Alleluia. A reading from the book of the prophet Habakkuk. Curses against the oppressors. Wealth too is treacherous, the proud, unstable man. He who opens wide his throat like the netherworld and is insatiable as death, who gathers to himself all the nations and rallies to himself all the peoples. Shall not all these take up a taunt against him? Satire and epigrams about him, to say, woe to him who stores up what was not his, How long can it last? He loads himself down with debts. Shall not your creditors rise suddenly? Shall not they make you tremble awake? You shall become their spoil, because you despoiled many peoples. All the rest of the nations shall despoil you, because of men's bloodshed and violence done in the land, to the city and all who dwell in it. Woe to him who pursues evil gain for his household, setting his nest on high to escape the reach of misfortune. You have devised shame for your household, cutting off many peoples, forfeiting your own life. For the stone in the wall shall cry out, and the beam in the woodwork shall answer it. Woe to him who builds a city by bloodshed and establishes a town by wickedness. Is not this from the Lord of armies? People toil for the flames, and nations grow weary for naught. But the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord's glory, as water covers the sea. Woe to you who give your neighbors a flood of your wrath to drink, and make them drunk till their nakedness is seen. You are filled with shame instead of glory. Drink you too and stagger. On you shall revert the cup from the Lord's right hand, and utter shame on your glory. For the violence done to Lebanon shall cover you, and the destruction of the beasts shall terrify you, because of men's bloodshed and violence done to the land, to the city and all who dwell in it. Woe to him who says to wood, awake, to a dumb stone, arise. Can such a thing give oracles? See, it is overlaid with gold and silver, but there is no life breath in it. Of what avail is the carved image, that its maker should carve it? Or the molten image and the lying oracle, that its very maker should trust in it and make dumb idols? But the Lord is in his holy temple, silence before him all the earth. Responsory prayer. Sinners who are not under the law will also perish outside the law. Sinners subject to the law will be judged in accordance with it. All have sinned and are deprived of God's glory. God has imprisoned all in disobedience that he might show mercy to all. All have sinned, subject, and are deprived of God's glory. Second reading from a sermon by St. Bernard Abbot. The stages of contemplation. Let us take our stand on secure ground, leaning with all our strength on Christ, the most solid rock. According to the words, he set my feet on a rock and guided my steps. Thus firmly established, let us begin to contemplate, to see what he is saying to us and what reply we ought to make to his charges. The first stage of contemplation, my dear brothers, is constantly to consider what God wants, what is pleasing to him, and what is acceptable in his eyes. We are all offend in many things. Our strength cannot match the rectitude of God's will, being neither one with nor wholly in accord with it. Let us then humble ourselves under the powerful hand of the Most High God, and be concerned to show ourselves unworthy before his merciful gaze, saying, "Heal me, Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved." And again, "Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, because I have sinned against you." Once the eye of the soul has been purified by such considerations, we no longer abide within our own spirit in a sense of sorrow, but abide rather in the Spirit of God with great delight. No longer do we consider what is the will of God for us, but rather what it is in his self. For our will, our life is in his will. Thus we are convinced that what is according to his will is in every way more advantageous and fitting for us. And so concerned are we to preserve the life of our soul, we should be equally concerned, in so far as we can, not to deviate from his will. Thus, having made some progress in our spiritual exercise under the guidance of the Spirit, who searches the deep things of God, let us reflect how sweet is the Lord and how good he is in himself. In the words of the prophet, let us pray to see God's will. No longer shall we frequent our own hearts, but his temple. At the same time, we shall say, "My soul is humbled within me. Therefore, I shall be mindful of you." The whole of the spiritual life consists of these two elements. When we think of ourselves, we are perturbed and filled with a salutary sadness. And when we think of the Lord, we are revived to find consolation in the joy of the Holy Spirit. From the first we derive fear and humility, from the second hope and love. Responsory prayer. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Prudent are all who practice it. His praise shall endure forever. Those who love wisdom keep her law, for all wisdom is fear of the Lord. His praise shall endure forever. God our Father, you redeem us and make us your children in Christ. Look upon us and grant, give us true freedom and bring us to the inheritance you promised. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. All right, now for my partial or plenary indulgence after we pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions for the soul in purgatory. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Blessed be God forever. Offer pressure of plunder, indulgence for the soul in purgatory. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.